Good morning, everyone. Well, one of the reasons I went down to South Florida this week was to really engage the South Florida community. And, of course, they listened to the Takeaway on WLRN, which is where we were broadcasting from. And it was amazing just how connected South Florida is to Haiti compared with the rest of the United States, although the rest of the United States isn't unconnected, that's for sure. It's definitely been a part of the
Yeah, but there's definitely a very real bond between, immediate bond.
Well, there's signs all over Miami, you know, indicating Haitian sort of contribution zones. If you go to the airport, there are special signs for Haitian charter flights, which have been added since the earthquake. It is 2 months ago today since the earthquake struck Haiti, a nation that we have described multiple times on this program as the poorest, one of the poorest in the Western Hemisphere. It's fair to say that 2 months after the earthquake, the extraordinary aid effort that's gone into Haiti constitutes much of the economy there right now. And the question for our listeners in South Florida, and really for all of you this week, has been, what does Haiti need right now? And a couple of listeners really had this notion that Haiti is a poor country, and the question is all about sustainability in Haiti. They had this very much in mind. Listen.
My name is Paula Tantaloy. I think what Haiti needs right now is jobs and the best way to do it. We need to go back to our roots, which is agricultural, which we can feed our own people. Until we start feeding our own people, we're still going to have a lot of problems.
Agricultural jobs, that's one challenge. But here, this listener said there's another source of jobs.
I think Haiti can really benefit from the organization going to Haiti to bring help, UNICEF, Red Cross, you name it. But I hope that they will also hire people in Haiti, Haitians who are qualified, who know the culture, they know the country, give them the opportunity to have a job.
Two listeners who reached us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. So joining us this morning is Franoshka Telemark. She's a Haitian citizen. Good morning, Franoshka.
Good morning.
And you have a brand new job at Oxfam, one of the aid organizations in Haiti, right?
Yes, it's true.
And what department are you working in?
Administration.
You're in administration. And if you look around, are you in the office now?
Well, actually, yes, I'm in the office now.
All right. If you look around, are there a lot of Haitians working with you?
Yes, they are. It's 7 a.m. and everybody's actually booking to their jobs and their work and everything.
And is there a perception among Haitians that the aid organizations need to hire more locally?
I'm not aware of that info because I haven't looked for myself, but I know that everybody who wants to apply for a job in NGO or so, they can do that, and it's open.
It's open. And how long do you expect to have your job with Oxfam?
Well, of course, in all work applications, if you have the skills, it can take 2 weeks to have the job if you're applying. If you have everything, you can have...
No, I understand, but Franoshka, listen carefully. I know we're on a bad phone line here. How long do you expect to have this job here? How long do you expect to be employed by Oxfam?
If you have all your papers that they require for a job, 2 to 3 weeks.
Right, that's how long it takes to get hired. Franoshka Telemark is a Haitian national who's brand newly hired to Oxfam. She didn't quite understand my question there, but Melody Muntz, who joined us a moment ago, Environmental Health Coordinator for the International Rescue Committee in Haiti. Melody, how long can someone like Franoshka expect to have a job, do you think?
Well, for qualified people and people who show progress and basically people who are committed to the project, they will stay with us as long as we are here. Which that is also, that's donor dependent and project dependent. So we could be here anywhere from a year to three, even longer years.
And typically, do aid agency jobs, NGO jobs, translate into the broader economy in Haiti, or would it be better to invest in agricultural work and agricultural workers, as one of our listeners suggested?
Well, not to diminish the need for agricultural impact or input. But I think that the NGOs working here, we actually draw from already technically trained people, people with university degrees in sociology, engineering, nurses, medicine, lawyers, people with trades, and we build on those skills. Our teams are comprised entirely of Haitian nationals, and so we identify needs and projects. We work with the teams to identify how we're going to solve them. And then they go and implement the program. So I think that they're learning some basic project management. They're getting some confidence in actually making things happen. So I believe that all of the aid agencies and International Rescue Committee in particular, we are working really hard to build the capacity of the national staff.
It makes our
programs more effective, and it also leaves something behind.
And certainly, I don't mean to sound critical, but I think Melody Muntz, who's with the International Rescue Committee in Haiti, who claims that virtually all of her staff is Haitian nationals, you know, the issue is really troublesome for Haiti, which depends so much on international aid. Franoshka Telemark, down there at Oxfam, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. Do Haitians worry that when the aid effort is finished, that the jobs are going to go away as well? So where do the jobs go? Where can you work if Oxfam decides that things are going pretty well in Haiti right now?
Okay. Actually, I have one of my colleagues from administration, and she has more info about that.
Oh, can I talk to her?
Yes, of course.
All right.
Good morning.
Hi, what's your name, ma'am?
My name is Sandra Gary. I'm the HR manager for the National for Haiti.
All right, and my question to you is, are Haitians worried that when the aid effort stops in Haiti, that the jobs will go away? Where will the jobs come from when the aid effort is over?
Excuse me, but what we are thinking about now is hiring people for at least for 2 years, because the response is going to be at least for more than 1 year. Let's say for finance, we have hired people for with open-ended contracts. Where we are working in emergency, like on the field with shelter and everything, we are hiring people for 6 months with possibility of extension. There's no need for them to worry about not being...
Well, thanks so much. Two workers, the voices of two workers at Oxfam talking about hiring for positions that are really going to be current for 2 years or more. Melody Muntz also joined us. She's Environmental Health Coordinator for the International Rescue Committee in Haiti. So good news, bad news story. Good news is these jobs are going to last for a long time, but it only underscores the severity of the earthquake.
It does, but I heard 6 months to 2 years. Is that what you heard?
That's right.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.